In the 10th year, the Prophet ﷺ announces that he will make the Hajj. And he, obviously the Messenger of Allah had made no previous Hajj, and so when this is heard, many, many people begin to come, because these people all want to go on the Hajj with the Messenger of Allah. And there will be over 100,000 people on this Hajj. All of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ come on the Hajj. And so it's an extraordinary event. And we can see really that closure is coming in the life of the Messenger of Allah. Because this, and Hajj being one of the last acts of the Prophet is extraordinary as well. Because Hajj is all representative of death and preparing for that. So the Messenger of Allah takes the people to the Hajj, and Aisha radiallahu anha is with him. All of the wives are there, but Aisha radiallahu anha, actually we know that she has her menstrual cycle just as she's coming into Mecca, which was another sign, because Aisha is really the faqiha from which both men, but more importantly women, are going to take their ahkam from. And so it was appropriate that Allah would have done that, because she is going to teach people what to do in those type of circumstances. And so it was important that she would have direct experience of that, because that is something that obviously women would need to know in the Hajj. Now the Prophet ﷺ takes them, they come into Mecca, they make the tawaf, and another thing is, now Mecca has been commanded to be completely purified. The mushrikeen are not to be going into Mecca after this. And so the Prophet ﷺ comes in to Mecca and does his tawaf. He's on his horse, or his camel, and he will do all of the rites on his camel so that people could see him above and see what he was doing. And so he actually made a tawaf with his jamal, with the camel, around the Kaaba. And the Prophet ﷺ said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكُكُمْ, take from me your rites of Hajj. Now, in Arafah, which is the culmination of the Hajj, Al-Hajju Arafah, there's a hadith, Hajj is Arafah, which just means it is the pinnacle of Hajj. All of these, I mean, you've got over 100,000 Sahaba here on the plain of Arafah, which is a massive, the biggest Hajj, and then this is all Muwahidun. So there's the shirk has been removed, and the Prophet ﷺ is on at the base of what's now known as Jabal Rahma, the Mount of Mercy, and he gives his khutbah. And this khutbah is really one of the most profound and concise analyses, really, of all of the world's problems, illnesses. And not only does he tell us what the illnesses are, but he tells us how to avoid the illnesses. So really, if people took this into heart, I think all of the advice is in this last khutbah. He says, calling to Ya Ayyuhan Nas, which is unusual to Ayyuhan Nas, you know, he didn't say Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, Ayyuhal Mu'minu, because this is really also to humanity at large, because these people are supposed to Balighu Anni, give people this message that I'm giving you. You're responsible to take it out to others. So he calls and he says, I'm going to clarify to you today. Ubayyin lakum al-yawm. So this is bayan. And then he says, and I do not know if I will see you after this year. And then he asks them, he says, what month is this? They're all silent, because nobody's not, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. So they wait, and he says, this is the month of Haram. This is a sacred month, Hajj. And he said, and what, where is this place? And then they don't answer. And he says, this is a sacred place. Right. So he's letting them know that this is the inviolable place that we're in now. Then he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَن تَلْقَوْا رَبَّكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. The blood and wealth of you, one another, is haram. It is sacred, inviolable on all of you until you meet your Lord. In other words, don't steal from people and don't shed blood. It is haram to do that until you meet your Lord. Just like the hurma of this day, in this month, in this place. So this is really expressing the inviolability of wealth, property, and of life, blood, which is what human beings fight over. And then he says, أَنَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ. Didn't, haven't I given the message? And they all say, بَدَى. And he says, اللهم فَشْهَدْ. Oh Allah, bear witness. I have given the bayan, and they've admitted it. So he wants to clear his, right? He wants to, in his own soul, he is, this is the message, and he's getting testimony that he's given them. And then he said the next thing. So property and wealth, the inviolability of property and the human soul. And then he says, إِنَّ رِبَ الْجَهْلِيَّةِ مَوْضُوعٌ. Jahiliya, usury of jahiliya is finished on this day. It's over. In other words, it is haram. And it's jahiliya. وَإِنَّ أَوَّرَ رِبًا أَبْدَى بِهِ رِبَ عَمِّرْ عَبَّاسِ Ibn Abd al-Muttalib. And the first riba that I begin with is the riba of my own uncle Abbas, because Abbas used to loan money in Mecca. So he begins with his family, and this is an indication you have to begin with all of this. You begin with your own souls, and that if you're going to condemn what's outside of you and you haven't changed yourself, then it's not going to work. وَإِنَّ دِمَا الْجَهْلِيَّةَ مَوْضُوعَةَ. And revenge blood is over. The blood of the age of ignorance is over. وَأَوَّلُ دَمٍ أَبْدَأُ بِهِ دَمْ عَمْرِ إِبْنْ رَبِيعَ إِبْنْ الْحَارِثِ. Right? Who, this man is a relative, so the blood, this man's blood is the first blood that is over. There's no revenge anymore. وَإِنَّ مَآثِرُ الْجَهْلِيَّةَ مَوْضُوعَةٌ غَيْرُ السَّدَانَ وَالسَّقَايَ. And any remnants of the ages of ignorance are over except caretaking the people of the Hajj, giving them food and giving them water. وَالْعَمْدْ قَوَدْ. Premeditated murder. Murder is must be have retribution. There's قَوَدْ in it. وَشِبْهُ الْعَمْدْ مَا قُتِلَ بِالْعَصَى وَالْحَجَرْ فِيهِ مِيَةُ بَعِيَةُ. And involuntary manslaughter is to be corrected if it was done like with a stick or a stone. Somebody didn't mean to kill the person with 100 camels. فَمَنْ زَادَ فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَهْلِيَةِ. And anyone that increases this is from the people of ignorance. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَأِسَ أَنْ يُعْبَدْ فِي أَرْضِكُمْ هَذِهِ وَلَكِنَّهُ قَدْ رَضِيَ أَنْ يُطَعْ فِيمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ مِمَّا تَحْقِرُونَ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. O people, Shaitan has completely despaired that he will be worshipped again here. Right? He's despaired of it. But he is content that he'll be obeyed in other than that, in things that you deem insignificant from your actions. So beware of Shaitan, bid'ah, and introducing things, and then أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّسِيءَ زِيَادَ فِي الْكُفْرِ يُضَلُّ بِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُحَلُّونَ عَامًا وَيُحَرِّمُونَ عَامًا لِيُوَاطِئُوا عِدَّةَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. All people, changing, manipulating time is from kufr. Because what the Arabs used to do is, if it was right before a sacred month, and they wanted to stop a war, they would, somebody would claim they sighted the moon, or they would change the days, manipulate the days to fit into their schedules. Right? And so the Messenger of Allah was saying, this is over. And I think there's a deep ishara also about just manipulating nature in general. That it's a type of kufr to manipulate the natural phenomena in creation in ways that are used for destructive purposes and things like that. And then he said, إِنَّ زَمَانَ قَدْ اسْتَدَارَكَ هَيْئَتِهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Time has been continuing on like this since the beginning when Allah created the heavens and the earth. It's been going on like this. So don't manipulate it. Lunar month is biological time. It's not solar time. It's not manipulated. It's something that we let Allah determine for us when the month begins and when it ends. We don't try to fix it into our schedule. So this is an indication, really. I think there's a really deep wisdom in that. And then he says, the months are only 12 months in the book of Allah from the day that the heavens and the earth were created. Four of them are sacred, and three are together, and one is separate. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Wal-Muharram, and Rajab, which is between Jumada and Sha'ban. So Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram are the three together. Those are sacred months. And Rajab is separate, which is between Jumada and Sha'ban. And then he said, Allah al-Balaq. Didn't I convey this message? Allah al-Balaq. And then he said, Allahumma ashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness. And then again, another major concern. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ لِنِسَائِكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَقًّا. Your women have rights. Right? It's still, this is still going on. Right? Oppression of women. Right? This is a human problem. And he's telling it, you have to know, they have rights. They're not chattel, they're not, you can't treat them the way you treated them in Jahiliyyah, because there's a new order that Allah has brought about. وَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّا حَقٌّ. And you have a right from them that they do not sleep in other than your beds, right? وَلَا يُدْخِلْنَا أَحَدًا تَكْرَهُونَهُ بِيُوتُكُمْ. They do not bring people that you do not want into your houses. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِكُمْ. Unless they have your permission. وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ. And they don't do anything that is inappropriate for them. فَإِنْ فَعَلْنَا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَذِنَ لَكُمْ أَن تَعْبُرُوهُنَّا. And if they do this, these things, and these are major things, these are not minor things, then Allah has given permission for you to show some ta'adiruhunna, to use some constraint, وَتَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, and to abandon their beds. In other words, the right that they would have normally to relations, you can stop fulfilling that right if there's justifiable reasons. وَتَضْرِبُوهُنَّ ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُضَرِّحٍ, and to strike them lightly. And again, he says, غَيْرَ مُضَرَّحٍ. The Qur'an does not, so this is a clarification from the Messenger of Allah on the Hajj, so that nobody misunderstands the verse in there. فَإِنْ أَنْتَهَيْنَا وَطَعْنَاكُمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. If they stop doing what was wrong, and they are willingly submissive, then you must provide for them, clothe them in bin ma'ruf, in a way that's appropriate to their status. So if they're wealthy, you have to provide for that. If they're not, then you don't. وَإِنَّمَا نِسَاءَ النِّسَاءُ عِنْدُكُمْ عَوَانٍ. The women amongst you are as if they're prisoners. And this is a isti'ara. عَانِيَة is somebody يُعَانِي. They have a hard time. Right? So what the Messenger of Allah is saying, their situation under your authority is a difficult thing. Right? It's not easy. وَلَا يَمْلِكْنَا لِأَنفُسِهِنَّ شَيْئًا. And they're weak. Right? They don't possess things. أَخَدْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. You took them with a trust from Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجُهُنَّ بِكَرِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have made what was haram halal with a word from Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. So have taqwa of Allah in the women. وَاسْتَوْصِي بِهِنَّ خَيْرًا. And be good to them. Ala hal balaghtu? Didn't I give you the message? Allahumma ashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness. Ya ayyuhan nas, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Your brothers, la yahillu li imra'in malu akhihi. You can't take your brother's property. Inna an tibi nafsin minhu, unless he's content with that. Ala hal balaghtu? Allahumma ashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness, I've given this message. فَلَا تَرْجِعُنَّ بَعْدِ كُفَّارًا. Don't become kuffar after I'm gone. يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ. Killing one another. فَإِنِّي قَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ أَخَدْتُمْ بِهِ لَمْ تَضَلُّ بَعْدُهُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. And I've left with you that if you cling to it, you won't go astray after me, the book of Allah. And in the riwayah sahih wa sunnata rasulillah, or the book of Allah wa sunnati, أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد وإن أباكم واحد. Your Lord is one. Your Father is one. كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب. All of you are from Adam and Adam is from dust. أكرمكم عند الله يتقاكم. The most noble of you are the most aware of Allah and fearful of Allah. ليس لعربي فضل على عجمي. There's no benefit of an Arabic. An Arab person over an Ajam person. وَلَا لِأَسْوَدْ عَلَىٰ أَبْيَضْ. And there's no preference of a white over a black. أو أحمر على الأسود. إِلَّا بِتَقْوَى. Taqwa is the definitive factor in human, how you assess people. You assess them by their righteousness. أَلَىٰ هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ. And this is dealing with racism, with all of the ills of humanity. It really, they're all being dealt with in these أيها الناس إن الله قد قسم لكل وارث نصيبه من الميراث ولا تجوز لوارث وصية ولا تجوز وصية في أكثر من الثلث. And then he tells about inheritance, which is one of the most destructive events in many families. They begin to fight over wealth after, and this separates people. And he reminds them of the rules of inheritance. And then he says, الْوَلَدُ لِلْفِرَاشِ وَلِلْعَاهِرَ الْحَجَرِ. That a child is goes to the husband, the spouse, and the one who commits adultery is given the stone. من ادعى الى غير ابيه او تولى غير مواليه فعليه لعنه الله والملائكه والناس اجمعين والملائكه والناس اجمعين. So whoever claims to be from other than his father or claims to have wala with other than the people that he truly does, then he has the curse of Allah, the angels, and all of people, and nothing will be accepted from him. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allah, and it's really, if you reflect on the meanings of that khutbah, Allahu Akbar, because he dealt with everything there. Allah, and then the great gift that Allah gave this ummah is that on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinukum. Your deen's completed after today. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinukum. It's complete now. وَأَتْمَنْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have perfected my blessing. وَرَضَيْتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I'm content with Islam as a deen for you. So this, the Prophet ﷺ then goes back to Medina, and more delegations begin to come. And many, Najran comes, they become Muslim. And the Christians of Najran come, and the Prophet ﷺ, they asked him about Isa alayhi salam. They said that that he told them that you're not following Isa, and then he told them sallallahu alayhi wasallam that three things are preventing you from coming into Islam: worshipping the cross, right? Worshipping this. Because the cross is Isa, you're worshipping Jesus, the crucifix. أَكْلُكُمْ لَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ. Eating the meat of pigs. and your claim that Allah took a son. And then they said, then how do you explain Isa because he has no father? Because even you say that. And so Allah revealed from Surah Imran, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمِثْلِ Adam. Isa is like Adam. Adam didn't have a father. خَرَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابْ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He created him from dirt and then he said, be, and he is. وَلِيُذْهِرَ اللَّهَ لَهُمْ. And so then he said, to show them that they were not on the truth, فَمَنْ حَاجَكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ. So whoever argues with you, after this knowledge has come to them, just say to them, تَعَالَوْ, come here. نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. We'll call our family, we'll call our women, you call your family and you call your women, and then we will call on Allah to curse those who are telling lies. And so the Prophet ﷺ brought Fatima, Sayyidina Ali, and his family and put them under his cloak, and he was ready. They didn't want to do it. They said, we're not ready to do this. And so they refused. That's the mubahala, you know, ibtihad. And then, so they agreed to pay jizya. And there was an agreement made between them. And then the wafad of Imam ibn Sa'alaba is considered one of the great wufud. He came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said he entered in and he had like wild hair and a very harsh voice, and nobody could understand what he was saying. And he put his camel down right in front of the masjid. And he said, Ayyukum Ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Which one of you is the son of Ibn Abd al-Muttalib? And so they all said, there. And so he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Inni sa'iruka famushaddidun alayk fi al-mas'ala fala tajid alayya fi nafsika. I'm going to ask you some questions and I'm going to ask harshly. So don't get angry at me. So then he said, Salma badalak. Ask whatever you want. And this is his, right? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Unshuduka billah. I'm going to ask you by Allah, as an oath with Allah. Allah arsalaka ila nas kullahum? Did Allah send you to everybody? Faqala na'am. And you have to remember this. This is a desert Arab who knows that if he's going to ask him, Unshuduka billah, he's going to answer him in truthfulness. Did Allah send you to all the people? He said, Naam. قَالَ أُنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ Allah أَمَرَكَ أَن نُصَلِّي خَمْ صَلَوَاتٍ فِي الْيَوْمِ وَاللَّيْلَةِ. Did Allah command you that we have to pray five prayers a day? He said, اللهم نعم. قَالَ أُنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ Allah أَمَرَكَ أَن تَأْخُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِ أَغْنِيَائِنَا فَتُرَدْ عَلَى فُقَرَائِنَا. Did Allah tell you to take the wealth of our rich and give it to the poor? اللهم نعم. Oh Allah, yes. قَالَ أُنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ Allah أَمَرَكَ أَن نَصُومْ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ مِنْ 12 شهرًا. Did Allah tell you that we have to fast one out of 12 months? قال اللهم نعم. قال أنشدك بالله. Allah أمرك أن نحج هذا البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. Did Allah tell you that we have to make Hajj, whoever is able to? قال اللهم نعم. قال فإني قد آمنت بالله وصدقت وأنا الضمام ابن ثعلبة. He said, I believe in Allah and I believe what you're saying. And I'm Imam ibn Thalaba. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he left, the Prophet said, فَقُهَا هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. This man's understood. Right. And he went back and called all his people, became Muslim. He was a Sayyid. And then Abdul Qais, who came from Juwatha, which is where Shaykh Abdullah al-Qadi is from, the place in Al-Ahsa, and this is actually one of the best of the wufud, came, and the Prophet ﷺ welcomed them greatly, and honored them. And then also the wufud of Bani Hanifa came, and Bani Hanifa, if you remember, Musaylam al-Kadhab, this was his tribe, and he sent people, and he said, he sent a message with his delegation, and he said, tell them, tell this man, and it says, Bismillah, min Musaylama Nabiyillah ila Muhammad Nabiyillah. And then he said, Nisfur Ard li wa Nisfur Ard lak. From Musaylama, the Prophet of God, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah. Half the earth is yours and half it's mine. Right? So the poet, when he came, he looked at this, he heard the letter, and then he said, if you weren't a delegation, I'd have your head. Right? But they were a wufud. And he said, he sent back a message, as for he said, min Muhammad Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila al-Musaylama al-Kadhab. From the Messenger of Allah to Musaylama, the big liar. And then he said, as for the earth, it's Allah's. He gives it to whomever he pleases. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أَمَّا الْمُلْكُ فَلِلَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives his mulk to every people. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And in the end it goes to the people of taqwa. And so he, and then there were some other people who would claim this prophecy as well. And then Kinda comes, Tai comes, the Muluk of Himyar come, the wufud also of Hamdan comes, and the Prophet actually praised them as well. And one of the people that came was Zayd al-Khayl, who was he was very he was a brilliant poet and Khatib and all of these things. And the Prophet had heard a lot about him. And when he came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so impressed with him. He said, every man I've ever met who I'd heard things from the Arabs prior to him, they always came less than the propaganda that preceded them, except for Zayd al-Khayr. He's the only one that lived up to the praise that people gave him. And he named him Zayd al-Khayr. And so this was, all of these wufud are coming and either giving jizya or entering in to Islam. And then Ghassan also comes, which is really important. And then what happens is, after this is the death of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the son of the Messenger of Allah. And this is obviously, he was just beginning to walk, he was saying words, and this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son who lived to be that age. The other sons lived less than him. So there was a great love, obviously, that the Messenger of Allah had for Ibrahim. But there's a tradition that indicates that had he lived, he would have had to have been a prophet. And the prophet was the seal of the messengers. And this is also a clear indication, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ is not the father of any of your men. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمِ النَّبِيِّينَ. But he's the Messenger of Allah and he's the seal of the messengers. So he's not a father of your men. And so all of his sons, Tahir, Ibrahim and Abdullah, Qasim, all die. And Ibrahim is obviously, he's the son of Maria, the Qubtiya. And the Prophet buries him. He actually, after he died, he wept incredibly. And Abdurrahman bin Auf, who was with him, was very distressed because the Prophet had forbidden excessive mourning. And Abdurrahman thought that it was excessive mourning. And so he said, Ya Rasulullah, you have prohibited this for us, and if people see it, then they'll do it. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is not what I prohibited you to do. These are tears of a beloved for his, of a lover for his beloved. And Allah does not take to account the eyes, but He takes to account the tongue. So the eye tears, this is all acceptable expression of grief. What Allah does not accept is moaning and wailing, and that type of expression of grief is unacceptable. And then also another thing that's, I think, very beautiful is when they had buried him, there was one area of the grave that was not, and it's a sunnah to have slightly high a shibar above the ground, and it's, you know, equal. And the Prophet ﷺ, he saw that it wasn't done properly, and he folded, you know, just settled the earth so that it was perfectly smooth.